You're listening to Inside the House on the Mitchell Talks Network. Hello and welcome to this edition of Inside the House. I'm Scott Mitchell. Support for this podcast is provided by the Oklahoma State Medical Association. Discover more at okmed.org. My guest is House Appropriations and Budget Chairman Kevin Wallace. I talked with Chairman Wallace after the State Board of Equalization met on December 20th at the state capitol. The board certified how much money the governor and the legislature will have to work with when the session begins in February. I began our discussion by asking the chairman to explain the mission of the Board of Equalization and how their certification impacts deliberations on the state budget.
The Board of Equalization is a body that's made up of elected officials. The governor's the chair, lieutenant governor, state superintendent, auditor, treasurer, attorney general. They come in and certify the numbers typically twice a year. They do meet other times throughout the year on basically to evaluate, estimate the estimates of what one fiscal year has done as far as the budget, to make sure that we're on track and that we do not have a revenue failure going below the 95% threshold of the estimate. But it's a way for the legislature to know what our authority will be for the next year's budget and to verify that we met the expectations of the current budget.
How do they know? How does the board know what's coming in?
Every month we have revenue collections that come into the state, comes in the Oklahoma Tax Commission, and then the main fund that drives what the state gets to appropriate is called GR. So every month as collections come in, we know exactly what we receive. Then we have a forecast. Currently, as we start to come in session here in February, we'll be forecasting and building a budget for the next year, starting July 1 of 20, and we'll end June 30 of 21. The fiscal year budgets is always the ending year. So currently we're in FY20s. This next session we'll be working on FY21's budget. But in order to forecast and estimate what the revenues will be, you need to take current data, need to take the economy forecast, both the states and the national unemployment rates. There's a lot of evaluation and statistics that goes into those estimates. And so at the end of the day, you want everybody to do a great job on estimating, and then the legislature knows exactly what we have to appropriate for the agencies. They depend on those appropriations in 112s to provide services for core functions of government for the citizens of the state of Oklahoma. So it's very important in the process. It's part of the process. In the overall valuation, you know, you can look back at years where we've had revenue failures. That means we estimated X amount of money and we come in below the 95% on that. We've had years where we've had surpluses. This last one that we come through in FY19, about 105.5% of the estimate, which is that's good. Anything over 100% triggers a deposit into our rainy day or constitutional fund. The money between 95% and 100% of the estimate, that goes into cash reserves or carryover. And then as long as we hit the 95%, because that's what we estimate and that's what we budget off of. So we always try to have that cushion. And then that's to make sure government flows and is funded smoothly and steady throughout the year. So there's no break in service or operations of the state government. They do two things. They evaluate the current budget cycle we're in. So right now they looked at, hey, we estimated for FY20 this amount of money. They make sure those collections are coming in each month, meeting the estimate. What they just said for FY20 is we're coming in just above estimate, and then they break down the numbers and where all the funding categories come from. One thing I would point out, and you can't get away from Oklahoma and not talk about the oil and gas industry. Natural gas is way below the estimate. Personal and corporate income tax is above. So there's some feathering and smoothing out, and the overall aggregate numbers, what we're looking at, that comes into GR for appropriations. So what they said for FY20, we're on target. We're just barely over the estimate. They're projecting that we will finish up the year and we'll have more data, a couple more months of collections, just strengthening the estimate in February. And they will tell us how FY20 is coming in. As long as we come in 95% or above, everything's good for FY20. But what that also does is forecast what we will have available to appropriate for FY21's budget, next year's budget. Currently, they're saying that it's going to be a flat or somewhat slightly reduced in the fact that the cash and carryover that we had from 19 sitting there, plus the savings that went into the stabilization fund, you're basically looking at about $500 million of cash the state does have that we could appropriate. But keep in mind, that's not revenue that came in this year. That's not recurring. That's one-time funds. So you do not want to build a budget on one-time funds for recurring cost. So there's some caution in that, but basically they certify the numbers, and then once the fiscal year completely ends, June 30th takes the next month for all the final collections to come in. They, you know, reconciliate all of that, and then we know exactly what we did for the previous year. Sometimes we have additional money. Sometimes, as far as the estimate goes, sometimes it's a little less. But I expect it to be a flat budget coming up. I think FY20, we're still in good shape. I do not believe we'll fall below the 95% threshold. And so there will be no across the boards cuts. As you might remember, 3 or 4 years ago when we had revenue failures, that meant that we come in below the 95% number.
Now that the board has certified what is essentially a flat state budget, what happens next? That's my closing question for Chairman Wallace. First, I want to remind listeners of Inside the House that support for this podcast is provided by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, whose 4,000 physician members are committed to better health for all Oklahomans. Physicians devote more than 11 years of higher education and 10,000 clinical hours in study to provide high-quality care for all of Oklahoma. Oklahoma State Medical Association is committed to improving the health of Oklahomans by fighting childhood obesity, reducing tobacco use, and increasing access to quality health care throughout the state. Now, healthcare will be a huge issue in the 2020 session, and you can keep up with the developments by listening to your doctors, the doctors at the Oklahoma State Medical Association. Learn more at okmed.org. Now, back with House A&B Chairman Kevin Wallace to answer the final question, what's next in the budget process?
The numbers are coming in within the projection of the estimate. FY20's budget's good. Future going forward, we definitely know that the oil and gas industry has tightened. As a state body and government, that we should continue to look for efficiencies with technology. Be cautious. Do not use one-time money for recurring expenses. The state of the state, I believe, is still good. We've just flattened out. We've had two really good years of growth that has a lot to do with the economy and plus legislative action that was taken within the body here in the House and the Senate, of increased revenue on some taxation that has helped stabilize the budget. But overall, things are good. We just need to be paying attention to make sure as we have a flattening or a downtrend that we don't overspend, just like you would in your household. Currently, right now in the budget cycle, and it is a year-round process. I know a lot of people says we're part-time, but it's truly not. But right now in the budget process, we're doing the agencies turn in their budget requests for FY20. For FY21, they turned those in October 1st. Our subcommittees are working. They're evaluating those. We're having budget hearings. The end of January, we'll have the big five. The agencies spend the most money, should I say spend or use or consume the most money in the state. They'll be held jointly on the House floor. We're evaluating those, having meetings with the directors and secretaries of education, higher ed, transportation. We'll look at their budget requests, start working on that, pass it down to our subcommittees. They will dig into each one of the agencies and come up with solid evaluations of truly what we have to have and if there is any efficiencies. I will bring up, and I was hit up about this the other day, someone wanted to know what I thought about the health department asking for $4.2 million or four less than last year's budget. And there was some beef about that should be really concerning that the governor was having input on budgets. It may be true that they asked for $4 million less, but I know for a fact they've received over $30-plus million in fees for medical marijuana. So even though they asked for a lower budget, their overall spend and operating budget is much higher than it was last year, just based on fee collections. So that's part of the work that we're doing right now. You know, you're really evaluating, digging into the agencies and understanding what their true needs are and what our true capabilities of funding will be.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks for having me on today.
Inside the House is a Mitchell Talks production. Follow us on Twitter, Inside House OK, and on Facebook, Inside House OK.